Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, after winning his first Big Ten title in 5 years back in February, Ray Luz's eighth-ranked Hoosier swimmers and Drew Johansson's divers have refocused. The target this week, much larger. The NCAA Nationals down in Athens, Georgia, as IU looks to better last year's program record-tying seventh-place national finish. And as Coach Ray was telling me,
enjoy what you did, but also get ready for something much harder. We've just had a focus of, you know, trying to get them to get their eyes on the NCAA. And we talked about that all year long. Uh-huh. The NCAA meet's our biggest meet. That's our most important meet. Like I've been saying all year, this team is really fit. They're really strong. They're incredibly together. That hasn't changed.
Hoosier head swim coach Ray Luz, finals in the 200 medley as well as the 800 free relays go tonight on ESPN Plus starting at 6. Indiana, by the way, has all five of its relays qualified in the NCAAs. Pacers in Detroit tonight. Mark Boyle in his pregame at 6:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
As Red Spring training continues out in Goodyear, Arizona, it continues, unfortunately, without T.J. Friedl. He's out with a fractured wrist and will miss opening day, which could move in Jacob Hurtubise into either center or left field. Jake is rated by Baseball America as the Reds' number 22 prospect, and last year he led full-season minor leaguers in batting average, on base percentage, and OPS, and was the Reds' minor league position player of the year. Hurtubise received the Reds' minor league position player of the year award. Jacob was part of the Reds caravan that visited our studios a few weeks ago, and as he was telling us,
have the physical skill set to compete. A lot of it just has to do with what's going up top in your head. So just mentally preparing for the competition, and whatever happens. Obviously, we're always trying to get better and make adjustments, and trying to be more consistent. So I think those are some of the things that I'm just trying to focus on is trying to lock down the swing. And
the Reds really like him, number 22 prospect Jacob Hurtubise. Pacers in Detroit tonight. Mark Boyle in his pregame at 6:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.